You know what we do every Wednesday. My friend Greg Clarkson helps you make it not so big in Hollywood.
I really want to jump in this Nike thing with you, but I got to do these jobs.
Oh, man.
I want to jump into this Nike thing.
You can jump into it, man.
We can jump it, man.
We can do what we want to do.
They have a history of this. They have a history of this. Okay, this goes back to when Charles Barkley stood in front of America, when everybody was staying in their lane and everybody wanted to be like Mike and they didn't want to interrupt anybody. And he stood and said, I am not a role model.
Yeah.
I should not have to raise your kids just because I can dunk a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That was controversy number one with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a history of doing that throughout their growth. This is just the latest. This is them understanding who their audience is long term.
Yep, long term. This is absolutely
right. So they'll
take
a step back to move five forward.
Let me tell you what I'm doing this weekend. This weekend, I'm going to buy a bunch of Nikes.
Yeah.
Now listen, and I'm going to put it on social media.
Okay.
When I say a bunch of Nikes, I'm going to buy a lot of Nike shoes.
Okay.
I will donate those shoes after I wear them a couple of times. But I'm going to
Put some clean socks on, brother.
There you go, right? I'm going to do that because I want to send a clear message that we will support companies that support our folks. Mm-hmm. We will do that, and I want to send that message this weekend.
And the other crazy part about this, I just want to finish with this. This all started because somebody said something. Again, this wasn't – they never televised the national anthem unless it was a Super Bowl or a playoff game.
Absolutely.
So he did this in anonymity.
Yep.
It wasn't until somebody went, hey, did y'all see what Colin Kaepernick?
Correct.
And that's how it started.
And the truth is, people really didn't care, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's say if you were at a baseball game and the national anthem comes on and you have a hot dog, you're going to finish
eating your hot dog. That's right.
Right now, all of a sudden, it's a thing that we have to choose. Yeah. No, it's a freedom. You can do it. You cannot do it. It doesn't mean you're patriotic or not patriotic. It just means you have a freedom to express in a particular way or not.
There is no line of delineation for the First Amendment.
There you go. Well said.
I got a couple open calls I want to let folks know about. Then I have a story I want to tell you real quick. Destination Casting, they do a lot of shows on BET, TV1, Bounce, Lifetime. And January, that's her name, January, she's having an open call this Saturday. It's at Hiram Studios in Hiram. The address is up on the website from 10 until 4. This is one of those where she's looking for everybody, 18 years and over, to get in the database. All the casting directors, the ones I mentioned, the ones you'll see up on the website, are looking for fresh faces.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you have not submitted yourself, here's an opportunity to you. And kids, too. So that's an open call going on this Saturday. Bill Marinella, Marinella Hume, has another open call going on next Sunday. I'll probably mention it again next week. But next Sunday in Conyers at the VFW Hall. He's got three projects coming up. One is in Atlanta, one's in Conyers, one's in Lawrenceville. They would like you to go to the website first, fill out the free profile. So when you get to the open call, it'll make life a lot easier. Things will go by quicker. But again, Marinella Hume, open call next Sunday, the VFW Hall in Conyers, Destination Casting, open call this Saturday in Hiram. You know who's getting paid and been being paid? She doesn't get mentioned enough as far as just a pure entertainer. And I know this may not be the venue that her name is mentioned much, but Dolly Parton. Got to have respect for Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that certified, sir, the first time we've ever talked about Dolly Parton.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. She wrote Whitney Houston's biggest hit.
Yeah,
people forget
did.
About that.
Yeah.
And a woman got an amusement park named after her.
She does.
Okay, she owns part of Tennessee.
And she has an amusement park on her.
Well, see, now, you know, it's funny. We don't talk about it. It's funny how that became – I know, I'm just going to keep moving. It's funny how we move past that because she just makes fun of it herself. I say this because when we were kids, there used to be a thing called Walt Disney Presents. And every week they would do a different story about something. Well, Dolly's got a new show on Netflix called Dolly Parton's Theater. And her first venture is a story surrounding World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So they need soldiers. They need townsfolks. But this is where I dip into real life. And she needs what she needs, meaning Catrett & Associates and the Dolly Parton Theater people. They need Caucasian men who are real-life amputees. Because as you remember, World War II was not integrated.
Yeah.
I told you a story about my father.
Right.
And so most of the fighting were done by our Caucasian brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing most of the dying, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so they are looking for authenticity. They're looking for a Caucasian man, real amputee. And they're going to, you know, give you that 40s haircut. But they also want to know if you are a smoker or comfortable near simulated smoke on set. 18 to 26 years old. You'll see it up on the website. Wounded vet. Be sure to put that in the subject line. Can I be a little self-serving here?
You can.
I have mentioned my TV show, Georgia Scene.
Yes. You do a great job on there, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
And it airs, we're actually winding down, airs tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I did something that I tend to do from time to time because I'm pretty resourceful. I went in someplace I wasn't supposed to go. We got permission to shoot outside of a legendary house here in Atlanta.
Okay.
The Driving Miss Daisy house.
Oh, wow. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep,
okay,
I
where
do,
it is.
Because it's been used for other movies.
Well, it's more iconic for that house. But, yeah, you're absolutely right because they did some changes with it. But the guy who owned the house when we were out there shooting made the mistake of coming out.
Wait a minute.
He came outside the house.
Greg, you guys did not get permission.
Well, we were outside where we got permission to be, but he came out to see what we were up to.
Sure he did.
And that was a mistake.
And what happened when he came out?
He got all Chicago out of me.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we're in the house. But one of the guys I brought with me is a guy named Fred Taylor. And you want to Google Fred. His company's called Tomorrow Pictures. Fred he's an award-winning director, did a documentary on Cabbage Town. You know about Cabbage Town here in
yep.
Atlanta? He did a documentary on that area, won an award. He did some videos back in the day. Remember the dip video back in the 90s?
The what video?
The dip. Put your hand up on my hip.
When I dip, you dip,
exactly.
We dip.
Exactly. He did that video. He did a number of other videos. But Fred is an established, serious director-producer,
okay.
And he owns his own company.
Nice.
But it all started on Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay.
And here is the story. And Fred, I know he's listening, and I'm paraphrasing. This is 1988, 87. The movie came out in 89. Jessica Tandy, Morgan Freeman, Dan Aykroyd, Esther Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
And as the story goes, Morgan Freeman shows up here in Atlanta, looks around, sees the crew, and does not see what he feels is a diverse crew and does not want to work
mm-hmm.
until something's done about this. And he made the director or producer go over to Georgia State and had the professor the head of the film department tell them the name of their number one black film student. That was Fred Taylor. That's how Fred got the job on Driving Miss Daisy.
See, that's why it's important to have black people in places that will say something. That's why it's important.
Morgan Freeman was not Morgan Freeman then either, because he wasn't,
right.
Glory hadn't hit.
Right.
He hadn't done Shawshank. He hadn't won any awards
yeah.
yet. He was an established actor.
Right.
But he sat until he said, I want to see some diversity on this crew.
Amazing.
And that's how Fred, and he didn't squander the opportunity either.
Mm-hmm.
Fred is now established in this industry and well-known, but that is a story I thought was worthy of telling. And so tomorrow night, as you watch the Georgia Scene, and Fred comes and joins, he's an old friend of mine. We used to play ball together. He's South Side Chicago. I'm West Side Chicago.
Now, when you say y'all play ball together.
We played softball.
Okay.
You played softball. Now, you need to get
you
your money. You need to go to church now.
No, I'm saying now you look more like the golfing type.
I do that, too.
I would try to understand what
kind
of ball
y'all talking
about.
That's all right, man. I'm a middle infielder, second shortstop. He's outfield.
Okay.
And I play some football, too. And, what was your sports?
Football and baseball.
Okay. Well, so we both play baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You got a little crest going there, too. You could be on the back nine yourself. Anyway, these jobs are waiting for you up on my Twitter page at GetCast with Greg and up on your website on your page.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll be there by the time they go there. Where is that?
WAOK.com, WAOK.com. And remember, when you send the email, make sure the subject line is correct.
Yep, absolutely.
Because they process a lot of emails. We want to make sure you get through. Greg, thank you, big homie.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. 404-892-2703. Realest Man on Radio.